Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This is Terrio Media.
It ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble.
It's what you know for sure that just ain't so. You don't have a money problem, you have an idea problem. Welcome to the final frontier, where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating
epic wealth.
Your host, Matt Terrio.
Yeah, hello and welcome. Welcome to the Creating Epic Wealth Show, the revolutionary new money show disguised as a real estate show. As real estate, you know, it's the final frontier where the average person has a legitimate shot at creating epic wealth. You really just don't have a chance at any sort of financial freedom unless you incorporate real estate somewhere into your financial plan. And if you just don't have the time to do it, nor the desire to take on all of the heavy lifting, then this is just the show for you. So glad you found us. All right, let's pick up from our last episode on creative real estate investing. I went over 5 different ways to do that, and there are more than those 5, and we're going to get to them. We're going to get to a bunch of them, but the 5 I covered were conventional financing, seller carryback, subject to, seller seconds, and lease options. And I went over each of those very generally. And now over the next several segments, maybe several episodes, we're going to dive into deeper detail into those individually. So creative real estate investing. One thing I guess I failed to mention, but it was just a general overview anyway, but I'll bring it up now, is that creative real estate investing, it's probably not going to happen for you without some level of negotiating prowess. You know, negotiation skills, they lie at the center of creative real estate investing. And as you may know, real estate, it's not free, right? No kidding, right? You do need currency to transact real estate. But currency can take many shapes, many forms, and many sizes. But just to keep it simple, I'm going to group currency into 2 categories for you. First, there's hard currency, like money. Okay, like that moolah, cash, dollar bills, money. And second, there's what I like to call intellectual currency. Like what's up here in your brain? What do you know? Okay, now both currencies can be used to transact real estate. And the relationship between the two, it's a rather unique relationship. It's counterbalanced, I guess you could call it. Meaning, if you have a bunch of the hard currency, if you got a bunch of money, the less of the intellectual currency you're going to need. And vice versa. The more intellectual currency that you have, the more that you know, the less hard currency you need, the less actual money you're going to need. Also, the more hard currency you use in your real estate, the more intellectual currency that you will receive in return. And the more intellectual currency that you use, the more hard currency you'll return. Basically, the more educated you are around real estate, deal structuring, and finances, the less actual money you'll need to transact real estate, and the greater your profits will be. Conversely, the more money you use in your real estate investing, the more experience and education you're going to receive. And those experiences, they may be good ones, they may be bad ones. But either way, you are increasing your education, your intellectual currency. It's growing. See how they work together? See how they go hand in hand? You're either getting paid or you're getting an education. And in my world, both are good. So keeping those 2 different currencies in mind, Let's say in your left pocket, okay, your left pocket, you have your hard currency. This is where all your money is, in your left pocket. And in your right pocket, you have your intellectual currency. And at every turn of a real estate transaction which requires you to trade some currency, you get to decide which pocket you're going to dip into. In most deals, regardless of how much intellectual currency you may have in that right pocket, in most deals, you're going to need some hard currency. You're going to need some money. And the first step to finding that money is to reduce how much of it you need to find. And we do that through negotiating. So your negotiating skills, they make up a significant portion of your intellectual currency. And the negotiation portion of your intellectual currency can be used to either one, reduce expenses and costs, or two, create income or profit. If you can do both, hey, even better. Either way, from this point forward, I want you to view your negotiating as currency, as money. It is indeed currency. It has a monetary value, a cash value, and I'm going to prove it to you. For example, you know, if a seller tells you they want $100,000 for their property, and you reply with, yeah, I understand. I can see how you'd want $100,000. I wish the market would allow it, but you know how it is. Mr. Seller, what's your bottom line? And they respond with, after they think about it for a second, not a penny under $95,000. See what happened right there? See what happened? That one question, what's your bottom line? That one question just made you $5,000. That's what I mean by viewing your negotiation or your negotiating as money. Now, you might still have to find more money to complete the transaction, but you did just find some money. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And once you get this, embrace it, and implement it, you're going to start noticing the many different places your newly found intellectual currency is accepted. It's everywhere you want to be. Here's another negotiating tip. And you might have noticed it in this example that I just gave you. When structuring your deals and presenting offers, understand that it's not a you versus the seller conversation. No, it's always a you and the seller versus the market conversation. That's your negotiation position, okay? You're building rapport and trust with the seller for a reason, to make a friend, to make an ally. You want to be the good guy. You want to be their ally. You never want to be the bad guy. The market, that's the bad guy. You are the solution. You're there to help. Don't be the problem. The market is causing the problem for the seller, and it's the seller's problem. You're there to help the seller solve their problem. Got it? All right, so based on what we've covered so far, the intent of that was just to establish the first step to finding the money is to reduce the amount of money that you need to find. And as I mentioned in the introduction, money, it's everywhere. Okay, it's everywhere you want it to be. And you need to complete your real estate transactions, all that money that you need to complete your transactions, abundantly available. Now, the caveat here is all the money you'll need to find is rarely going to come from one source, unless it's all from your left pocket where all your hard currency is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you through multiple sources of where you can find the money for your deals. And I'm going to lead you through in the order of which I look. Now, depending on your situation, your financial situation, your network, your credit score, your resources, you may choose to look for the money in a different sequence. And that's okay. There's no right or wrong here. Nothing wrong with that. There's no one way to do this. It's just that I prefer to not use my money. Okay. In every deal, I try to spend every cent of my intellectual currency before ever going into my pocket for my hard currency. So with that in mind, the best place to find the money for your real estate is the owner of the real estate itself, the seller. I first reduce the amount of money that I need to find by negotiating the price with the seller. And that's ongoing. The negotiating, it doesn't stop for me until the deal is closed. And you'll see that as we progress through the lessons. The second place that I like to look for the money is for the seller to finance the deal for me, what we call seller financing, also known as carryback mortgage, private mortgage, seller carryback. And it's appropriate often when the seller wants a specific market price and just won't budge, yet they have no takers. And they're open to the idea of a fixed rate of return over a long period of time. That's kind of when it fits. That's a perfect situation for it. And I love seller financing. It's how I hold most of my own portfolio. And I'll take it just about any time that the seller is going to give it to me. The only real exception would probably be if the seller failed to provide a title insurance policy. Other than that, I'm typically all in. If they're open to carrying back, I can typically make something work. So there are many ways a seller can participate in financing the deal for you, from lease option to subject to or straight seller financing. You see, the seller can finance some or all of the equity, or the seller can let you tap into the existing financing that they already have against the property. And if you have no idea what I was just talking about there, no worries. We're going to cover it all. I'm just kind of giving you an overview for real quick. And for now, what we're going to do is we're going to focus solely on straight seller financing in the form of the seller carrying back a note, specifically a promissory note. A promissory note, that's a promise to pay. And what that does is the note, it defines who is borrowing, defines the payer, and who who's lending, the payee. So we got the payer and the payee, and the note details the terms of the financing. In other words, how much is being borrowed, and how is it going to be paid back? Okay, so that's what the promissory note does. It says who's the borrowing, who's lending, and how much is being borrowed, and how's it going to be paid back. And that's what I love most about seller financing is the how it's going to be paid back part. Because you can pay just about anything that a seller wants for their property, even if it's double what the property is worth. But as long as you control or have a say in how it's paid back, you can turn just about any deal into a real deal. Do you get that? I mean, if I had this $100,000 property and I said you can have it for $200,000, twice as what it's worth, would you take it? Well, it depends. If you can control the terms, then certainly you can make that a really good deal. I'd take it. I'll pay your $200,000 if you're going to accept my terms. And that's what we're going to talk about, okay? And we're going to go over some really cool examples of exactly how to do this. And we're going to do that right after this.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com. And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
What I love most about seller financing is the how it will be paid back part. Because you can pay just about anything that a seller wants for their property, even if it's double what the property is worth. As long as you control or have a say in how it's paid back, you can turn just about any deal into a real deal for yourself. So, with that said, when you're looking into acquiring your next property, I want you to go into the deal with the objective. This is your mission. Your mission is to go in and control either the price or the terms. You got to get control of one of them. As long as you can control one of these, you can create a good deal for yourself. So, assuming that our example seller, say they rejected your $50,000 all-cash offer for that $100,000 property we're talking about, and that $50,000 being your price, and the all-cash part being the seller's terms. See, the seller is stuck on their $100,000, their price. So if they're stuck on to that price, if they're sticking to that price, what do you have to work with? Yeah, you've got the terms to work with. Are they gonna, if they're seizing control and they're not letting go control of the price, then you got to take control of the terms. So let's create some terms and how we're going to pay $100,000 for this property and have it still be a good deal for us. It's kind of tough to pay as an investor to pay $100,000 for a $100,000 property and still make some money. But if you got control of the terms, we can do it. Okay. So we're going to need some more information though to complete this exercise. So let's say fair market value of the property is indeed $100,000. Let's say it rents for $1,200 a month. And after taxes, insurance, vacancy, maintenance, and property management, we're probably left with a net monthly cash flow of, it would be $720 is what the number would be. And my quick and dirty math, how I got to that number, it's just taking 60% of the gross. So we took 60% of the $1,200 and we're left with $720. That's the income that this property would produce. So with our terms, we just need to make sure that the terms that we create fall below $720 a month. Got it? All right. So let's start working with the terms. What's one way we can pay the seller $100,000 for this property and it still cash flows for us so we can still make some money? Well, if we went conventional, we'd put 20% down and we'd have borrowed the rest, say it's 6%. That monthly payment, if we did that, that would be $480. So would that work? We have to make sure that our debt service is below 720. So if we just went very conventionally, like with 20% down, 6% interest, that'd be $480. Would that work? Yeah, it would work. So whether we got that money from a bank or we got the seller carried it back, it would make no difference. That would work. So how about if we put 10% down and the seller carried back the rest at 6%? Well, that payment would be $540. Would that work? Yeah, is that less than $720? It is, right? So yes, that would work too. So how about if we offered the seller zero down and the seller carried back all of it at 6%? That's a monthly payment of $600. Would that work? Yeah, that would work too. So these three examples are extremely basic. I'm just working with one variable here, the down payment, right? That's the only thing I changed in the whole scenario is just the down payment. But let's start pushing the creativity here. And this is going to be your homework. I want you to take a blank piece of paper. I want you to write $100,000 at the top of that page and practice. I want you to write down at least 10 different ways you can pay someone $100,000, keeping the monthly payment below $720. I'll do a few with you. Alrighty, so how about I'll pay you $500 a month until it's paid off. Would that work? Yeah. You don't have to deal with the down payment. You don't have to deal with interest rates at all if you don't want, right? It's $500. So what if the seller came back with, I'll be dead by the time I collect all of that money? And you reply with, okay, what's the longest you're willing to collect all of your money? And the seller replied with, well, I want it all within 5 years. And you replied with, great, I'll pay you $500 a month. And at the end of the 5 years, I'll pay the rest. I'll pay the balance. Would that work for you? Would that be a good deal for you? Not sure? Well, let's add it up. Since it's just $500 a month, we already know this deal is going to cash flow at those terms or at that payment, so we're good there. Now, what about at the end of the 5 years and it's time to pay the piper? What position will be in when you got to pay the balance? Well, with 5 years of $500 monthly payments, that's $30,000 you've chipped away at the equity, right? So on this $100,000 house, at the end of 5 years, you're going to owe $70,000. That would be a good deal for you at that point. Wouldn't it? Or would it? I mean, it's up to you. Maybe, maybe not. So do you think in 5 years that house would still be worth $100,000? And that's something else to consider. What if you experienced the average annual appreciation rate of 3%? Would it be worth it then? So that house would probably be worth about $115,000 at the end of 5 years. And you owe $70,000 on it? Would that be a good deal for you? Maybe. I mean, what if you applied the cash flow to the principal as well during those 5 years of $250 a month? That's another $15,000 chipped away at the principal. Now you owe $65,000 on a $115,000 house. Is that a good deal? Sounding a lot better though, right? It sounds a lot better. Again, it's up to you. So that was the second way to pay $100,000, $500 a month. $500 a month and then the balance in 5 years. So let me give you a third way. I'll pay you $100,000 in 250 equal monthly payments. That's just how I'm going to phrase it. So that's $400 a month. That works, right? Yeah, we're still way below the 720, so that works and that cash flows. Or how about I'll pay you $300 a month, and then if and when I sell it, I'll pay you the rest plus 25% of the profit that I get above $100,000. Would that work? See how you can play with all these different variables and come up with all these different solutions. And you're paying $100,000 for this $100,000 property, and you're still making money. So, or how about 10% down payment, $200 a month, and I'll pay the balance off in 10 years. And that payment at the end of the 10 years would be referred to as a balloon payment. We're talking about balloon payments when we say we're going to pay the balance off at a certain time. Maybe the seller doesn't like this flat payment going 100% to the principal. They want interest. Right? Okay, fine. I'll give you 5% interest only payments for 10 years and a $100,000 balloon at the end of the term. That would still be a smoking deal with payments of $416 a month, right? That would be a nice cash flowing property. Yeah, but how are you going to pay off the $100,000 balloon payment? Where's that money going to come from? Well, we're going to talk about balloon payments soon in great detail coming up. So I'm going to just keep it simple. First, in 10 years, how much do you think the property is going to be worth? I mean, I'll keep it super conservative and propose just an annual 2% appreciation. The property will be worth $122,000 at the end of 10 years, and you owe $100,000. If you absolutely had to, do you think you could sell the property for $22,000 below market value to get you out of that situation? Would it be such a bad thing to dump the property like that if you had to? I mean, you cash flowed $300 a month for 10 years. You made $36,000 off that deal. Not a great deal, but not anything near terrible. I'd do that deal. I'd do that deal every day. Anyway, you can see how you can play with the terms here in many different ways. And I could do this all day long with you. But I think you get the picture, right? So just keep playing with it. I want you to practice. Practice makes perfect. I want you to take that piece of paper. I want you to write down at least 10 different ways you could pay $100,000 for a $100,000 property and still make a profit for yourself. Okay? That's your homework. And it's only going to work for you if you do the homework, okay? It's practice makes perfect. It's the mother of all skill. Get over there, practice. Once you've got those 10 ways down, those will be in your head. At least half of them you're going to have at a moment's call. And when that situation comes up, you can recall on that and you can present an offer. one that actually works for you and the seller at the same time. Now, I can hear the wheels turning already. I mean, these balloon payments, right? A question I almost always get is, what happens if you don't have the money once they are due? What do you do then?
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
Balloon payments. Yeah, they got you thinking, don't they? To clarify and just be certain that we're all on the same page, a balloon payment, it's pretty much what you might guess it to be. It's a large payment, and they can be a really valuable variable to play with when negotiating seller financing. For example, if a seller wants $100,000 for their property and you've determined it's not actually worth much more than that, you can still make this a really good deal for yourself as long as you can control the terms and how the $100,000 is going to be paid back to the seller. So remember, we purchase property in one of two ways, either by your price and the seller's terms or the seller's price and your terms. Now, since the seller is stuck on their price of $100,000 for their $100,000 property, you've got to take control of the terms. So we'll keep our example from last segment being that, you know, this particular property is going to rent for $1,200 per month. And after all the property's expenses are taken care of, we're left with $720 per month of income before debt service. So if the seller is going to carry back the $100,000, we need to focus on structuring some sort of terms that cost less than $720 per month, probably right around $500 per month at least. And that would give us $220 per month of cash flow. Decent deal. So let's say we offer the seller, I'll pay you $500 per month until the $100,000 is paid off. That's your offer. Now the seller comes back with, I'm okay with the $500 per month, but I'm not okay with the 16 plus years that it's going to take for you to pay that off. So you propose, how about 8 years? And I'll then give you the balance on day one of the ninth year. And that payment of the balance would be called, that would be called a balloon payment, right? So now we've got our scenario in place, and the common question is, what are you going to do in 8 years when you still owe $50,000 on the property? That's the big fear. That's the big fear, this fear of having to come up with a check for $50,000, right? So let's walk through this. First of all, when that day comes, and if you don't have the money to pay it off, you could just walk away. I mean, just default on the property, give it back to the seller, and walk. In most cases, that's going to be a non-recourse loan, so just walk. You could do that. Now, I'm not saying do this. I'm not saying do it. In fact, I'm saying don't do it. But I bring it up just to point out that you're not going to die. You're not going to jail. And if you drew up your paperwork correctly, it won't even impact your credit score. Nothing is going to happen to you if you walk. It's a really crappy thing to do. I'd suggest you absolutely do not do this. But if you did, nothing's going to happen to you. The point being, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of putting a balloon payment in your terms. Don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared of other than there would be a person walking the earth thinking you're a total douchebag. That'd be it. That'd be the worst thing that would happen. All right, so speaking of someone walking the earth, though, not thinking too much of you, that actually might not even be the case, in fact. I mean, the seller might even be better off for you walking away. I mean, here's what I mean. That seller collected 8 years of payments from you, and then they got their property back. Now they get to sell it all over again. In this event, after all is said and done, the seller will probably make more money because you walked away than if you hadn't. Now, why do you think banks lend money to buy real estate? Because in most cases, they collect the 20% down payment, then monthly payments for a number of years, and should the borrower default, they foreclose and sell the property again, taking in another 20% down payment, and the monthly payments start all over again. And likely, the property is worth more than it was when they gave the loan on it originally. And they get to keep all of the new equity as well. Now, I'm going to repeat to you, don't do this. It's not good business. It's not even business. It's just being a jerk. But again, keep all that in perspective that there's nothing to be afraid of. And you're not going to jail. You're not going to die. And it's unlikely it would even hit your credit score. Right? So Now that we've established that, I just like to lay that groundwork. There's nothing to be afraid of here. So now that we've got that, let's move on. The most important thing here is make sure it actually works out to be a cash flowing deal for you. Don't take on a balloon payment deal just for the sake of it, just because I said so and just because the seller agreed to it. It still must be a deal, okay? Don't disregard your normal property analysis. So that's the foundation for moving forward. Make sure it meets your minimum deal standards and that there's nothing to be afraid of, okay? Now that that's out of the way, here's what I see most people, where I see them get stuck. Let's say they get this deal under contract, they're paying $500 per month, and all they can think about is having to write this big check in 8 years when the balloon payment is due. So let's look at this. Your options on this one property, okay, on this one property, you could walk away, like we said, but don't do it, but you could, okay? Two, second option, you could refinance the property with more conventional terms. And that could be via a financial institution, or it could be Uncle Ray Ray. Number three, you could sell the property. After all, you've paid down the note for 8 years and likely experienced a little bit of appreciation along the way. There's probably a good chunk of equity in the property, and a quick sale to bail you out of the loan terms would likely be very easy. Number four, you could renegotiate the terms with the seller. You could ask for an extension of payments or an extension of the term. You could negotiate the balloon payment itself. Maybe the seller, knowing that you can't make the entire balloon payment, would rather take a discounted payoff instead of taking the property back and selling it all over again. So the point here is, with this one property, just the one property, you have options. And the worst case scenario is not going to kill you, and it's not going to send you to jail. All right, so after hearing all of this, and maybe you're still a little nervous about this idea, here's where the possibilities really open up. Okay? Stop looking at these balloon payments as individual entities and look at your portfolio as a whole. I mean, is this really the only property you're going to purchase between now and when the balloon payment is due? Is this the only deal you're going to do in the next 8 years? I hope not. No, you're going to keep your investing going. And with the more deals you have in your portfolio, the more options you're going to have to manage this and all of your balloon payments, multiple balloon payments, multiple properties with balloon payments. Understand this. It's much easier to manage the debt on your portfolio than it is to find new deals to put in your portfolio. And here are some examples. Let's say you have 10 properties in your portfolio and a balloon payment is coming due. A balloon payment on one of those is coming due, and you have 9 other properties to look at as a possible solution for your balloon payment. Could you refinance one of those deals? Could you sell one of those deals? What if you had 20 properties in your portfolio? Wouldn't you have even more opportunity to manage this balloon payment? Indeed, right? Here's something I do. From the moment that I take ownership, I'll schedule in my calendar every 6 months to offer a discounted payoff of the loan. So every 6 months, I'm calling the seller and asking for a deal. It works kind of like this. Hey, Mr. Seller, I've been paying you $500 a month for the last 6 months, and I was wondering if you could use a nice big payment and we could just clear this up. As I have it figured out right now, I owe you $97,000 still on the property, and I could continue to pay you $500 per month for the next 7.5 years, or I could write you a check by the end of this month for $75,000. Would you be open to something like that? See what I did? I owe him 97, and I phrased it in a way that I can give you $500 a month, or I'll give you $75,000 at the end of this month. If he said yes, that one question, that just made me $22,000. Now, if the seller said no, then I'd say, okay, just thought I'd ask, and then I'd call him again in 6 months and have the exact same conversation. I do it every 6 months until they did agree to a discounted payment. And they almost always do. You know, a lot of people, you know, it sounds good when they take in the deal. They might not need the money and they like the payments, so they'll accept the payments. But at some point, maybe they do need the money. People's lives change. Maybe he doesn't want to be bothered with trying to make sure that he receives his $500 every single month. Maybe it's kind of more of a nuisance than it is a convenience or a luxury, or if it's even contributing to his lifestyle at all. So yeah, $75,000, that's going to make a big difference right here at the end of the month. I'll take it. So I try to take care of this loan every 6 months, way before the balloon payment is ever due. If it's the balloon payment is due in 8 years, I try and take care of it on month 6 and month 12 and month 18. So that's another way of getting rid of the balloon payment. Just flat out, don't wait to do it. I've got some more creative ways to manage these balloon payments, and the next one I think is going to knock your socks off, so stay tuned.
Alvin Toffler, an American writer and futurist, once said, "The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." In 1971, the rules of money changed, but the way we were taught to invest did not. Go to thenewroadtowealth.com to learn the new rules of money they are not telling you about. Thenewroadtowealth.com. A faster road to wealth is now open. Don't get left behind. The new road to wealth.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money
that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And now, back to creating your epic wealth.
All right, during the break, I could hear the wheels spinning. You're probably wondering, what if I don't have the $75,000 to pay off the balloon payment? When I call the seller in that last example and I ask them if they'll take 75 grand by the end of the month, what if I don't have it? Well, silly, don't offer $75,000. Very simple. Offer what? $60,000. Offer $50,000. Offer what you do have. See, the seller can't take the property back just for you asking. What if I don't even have the $50,000? Great, no problem. That's what the rest of your portfolio is for, to start moving debt around from property to property so you can clear one of your dud houses, get rid of it, dump it, and take the profits from that one and pay off the discounted offer on the better house. Okay, so how do you do that? Sounds good, right? How do you do that? All right, so this is the part that is going to blow your mind. And we're getting really creative. We're getting really advanced. So try and follow along. I'll be as slow and as detailed and as careful as I possibly can with this description. This is called substitution of collateral. And it's a way that you can basically do your own cash out refinances on your properties. In the event, say, the bank won't approve a cash out refi on this particular property, or maybe Aunt Millie, she's all tapped out, so that's not going to work, And so it works like this. Within your seller financed paperwork, you include what's called a substitution of collateral clause. And what this clause allows you to do is it allows you to take the debt off of one property and move it on to another. So in this example, we're talking about when you place that call to the seller, it's a $100,000 property. And after 6 months, I think it was 6 months was the example, you still have $97,000 of the loan to still to pay off, right? And you offer the seller $75,000 discount of pay that he could have by the end of the month. And say the seller agreed to that. So now you got to come up with $75,000 by the end of the month. So you look at the rest of your portfolio and say you have a property, a larger property that's got $100,000 of equity on it already. Okay, so you got 100 grand of equity on this property over here. And then over here, you have a second property. This would be a third property in this scenario, valued at $100,000, but it has a $75,000 mortgage on it, okay? So this is what happens. Per your substitution of collateral clause, you move that $75,000 mortgage from property number three over to your property number two with the $100,000 of equity, leaving you with that property number three free and clear. So you got that free and clear property number three at $100,000. That's what it's worth. So you sell it, okay? You sell it. And then you take the $100,000 and you pay off the discounted price that you negotiated with the seller of the original property, property number one. So you take the proceeds from number three to go pay off number one. And then you put that $25,000 in your pocket. And now you've realized your $22,000 profit from that original property. Got it? Yeah, sounds great, but what if you don't have a portfolio to do this with? Exactly. That's why you keep buying. You see, you don't buy one property, get seller financing with a balloon payment due in 8 years, and then just do nothing between now and when the balloon payment is due. No, you continue to do deals. And you're gonna continue along the way to score these base hits, just like you did with this property. And you're going to score some home runs along the way as well. You just got to keep your business flowing. You got to keep doing deals, because the more you do, the more options you create for yourself. See, these balloon payments, they're a wonderful thing, as they are a negotiating tool that enables you to buy and control more property. Much more property than you would have been able to if you had not just used the balloon payment as a negotiating tool at all. Got it? So it's going to allow you to buy and control more property. So how are you doing with this? What are you noticing? Are you a little confused? Sound like a lot of work? I know it might be a little bit more difficult to follow along just in the audio format without seeing some visuals. But, what are you thinking? Sound like a lot of work? Yeah, it is. But it's like anything else. It just takes some time to get it all dialed in. But nothing worthwhile happens overnight. No, it's a skill. And skills are developed through repetition. Just look at whatever it is that you're currently good at. Have you always been good at it? Or did it take time to get to the level of expertise that you're at now? Yeah, it took some time. This, just like that. Now, some people, they don't have the time to go learn a new skill. Or do they have the desire to learn a new skill? Or maybe they don't have the desire to do all the work that accompanies that skill. And when I'm thinking of you right now, I'm not totally sure which category it is that you fall into. And I'm not really sure why you tune into this show each week either. I mean, it could be because, you know, you're struggling to get passive income working within your investments. It could be because you have doubts about Wall Street. You know, is it really on the up and up? Is it a level playing field? Or you're thinking, are my current investments going to actually get me to where I want to go in the time I want to get there? Or maybe it's because you've given real estate a try, like you're a believer. I'm here preaching to the choir. You've given it a go for a while, but it's just moving a little bit slower than you'd like it to work go. And quite frankly, maybe it's been a little bit more of a headache than you're expecting it to be. And you're just kind of wondering, is this ever going to ease up? Is it ever going to pick up? Will this ever work? You know, if you've caught all of the episodes up to this point, you now know that passive income is your only shot at any sort of financial freedom. And you know that real estate is by far the most practical and dependable option for most people. And you now know that if you want to get to your financial freedom place faster than the traditional path we've all been told to follow, you have access to leverage that is unavailable to the average person in any other investment class. The leveraging of other people's money and the leveraging of other people's expertise and effort. You see, that's the rocket fuel right there that's going to make it happen for you. And all the while, you're still in control. You're not just some passenger hoping that the driver is competent and knows where they're going. No, you're in control. The steering wheel, it's in your hands. And you get to take it wherever you want to go. And all that brings us to the question, how do I do it? Right? Well, you can take all of the information that you've gained from this show, piece some of the stuff together, go do it yourself, work by trial and error, and just go slow. Nothing wrong with that. It's exactly how I did it. Or you can leverage an existing proven system and go fast. So you can go slow or you can go fast. What's it going to be? Your decision, slow or fast. If you want to go fast, go to cashflowsavvy.com and download our investor package. Go to cashflowsavvy.com. Download our investor package, take a look, see if anything there resonates with you, and you can reach out to us if it does. Ball's in your court. And if you're an accredited investor and you want to play in a bigger sandbox, go to epicwealthfund.com. You can hop on our backs and go along for the ride. Go there. You can download the executive summary, see what that's all about, or do both. Evaluate and choose the best option for you. And together, we can build your...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.